All right, let's dive into Microsoft Teams devices. Think of this as a catch-up on the latest from the MTDAMA episode. Perfect whether you're a Teams Rooms expert or just getting started.
There's a lot going on, like making hybrid meetings feel more natural even when you're apart.
Right, like you're all in the same room. So first up, Teams Rooms on Windows. The current app version is 5.2.115.0, and there are some cool new features. One that stands out is the improved proximity-based join experience.
So picture this. You walk into a meeting room, and your phone automatically connects to the Teams room as you get closer.
That's slick.
It's all about making hybrid meetings smoother.
And if you have Teams Rooms Pro licenses, you get some even cooler stuff. Dynamic video tile resizing, for example.
Yeah, that's a big one, especially for larger rooms. No more tiny faces. The system adjusts the tile size based on the number of people.
Makes sense. So everyone feels more present no matter where they are.
Exactly.
There's also roster grouping based on proximity, another pro feature.
Oh yeah, that's a neat one. So if you're in a group on one side of the room, the roster groups you together.
So remote participants can easily see who's talking to whom.
Right. It helps them follow the conversation better.
And of course, no update is complete without bug fixes. They've tackled some annoying ones, like that content and gallery swap with dual displays.
That was a pain. It's good they fixed those little things that can disrupt meetings.
And the chat panel disappearing after a reboot. Gone.
Reliability is so important. You need to be able to trust that your tech will just work.
Absolutely. Now let's peek at what's coming for Windows-based Teams Rooms. The roadmap is full of exciting features.
One is multiple camera views.
Yeah.
Coming between September and November. Imagine having four camera streams in your meeting.
Wow, that's immersive.
It'll be great for presentations and brainstorming.
When you need multiple perspectives. And for those with PTZ cameras, PTZ camera control is also on the roadmap.
Coming between September and December.
So you'll have control over camera angles and zoom right from the console.
No more fumbling with remotes.
And the most intriguing item is smart camera controls, planned for September.
We don't have details, but it sounds interesting.
Smart camera controls, what could that be?
Maybe AI-powered framing, adjusting angles based on who's speaking, even recognizing gestures.
Like something out of a movie.
It seems like Microsoft is exploring ways to make meetings even smarter.
It feels like we're entering a new era of intelligent meeting spaces.
Definitely. It's exciting to see these advancements bridging the gap between physical and virtual spaces.
Making everyone feel more included. Now, let's shift to the Android side of Teams Rooms. The current app version is 2.3.1, build 14491.0.96.2024091202. They've been busy fixing bugs.
Like camera switching issues when using a secondary external camera.
Right, that was a common complaint. Now no more awkward fumbling to get the right camera feed.
They also fixed that issue where HDMI content would jump into meetings.
No more surprise cameos.
They even fixed a Korean translation issue for calendar time slots and made sure the join button works correctly for direct guest join meetings.
Making Teams Rooms more accessible for everyone.
They've also fixed meeting crash issues and added some minor improvements.
So if you're on Android, get this update. Now, a few notes for Android users. First, a potential Microsoft whiteboard issue if your tenant is older than 2 years. There's a link in the show notes with more info.
It's always a good idea to keep your Teams environment updated.
Next, the AOSP migration guide is out, but no immediate action is needed. There's a link to the guide and a video overview in the show notes.
This migration to AOSP is a big deal, but Microsoft is providing resources to help.
Good to know. And good news, you can now update individual apps directly from TAC, like the admin agent, company portal, and Intune. And you can even cancel updates pushed from TAC.
Giving users more control over updates is a good thing.
And they've extended the certification end date for Android 12-based devices to August 15th, 2027.
Giving everyone plenty of time to prepare.
Now, let's glance at the roadmap for Android-based Teams Rooms. One interesting item is the dual 3x3 layout expected in November.
This new layout will provide more flexibility in arranging video tiles.
Great for larger meetings. And for those who like giving feedback, a Net Promoter Survey feature is coming in November.
So you can share your thoughts on Teams Rooms right from the device.
Another handy feature coming in November is the ability to swap screens via TAC.
No more running to the meeting room to adjust displays.
And finally, a report a problem via email function in November.
Report issues directly from the device.
Okay, I think we've covered Windows and Android for Teams Rooms. Let's move on to other exciting developments in the Teams devices ecosystem.
Sounds good. There's a lot to talk about, and it's all pointing towards a more seamless and engaging future for hybrid work. Let's move on to Teams panels, those handy little devices outside meeting rooms.
Yeah, panels are great. They make it so easy to see if a room is free, book it, even control the meeting. No more peeking in to see if anyone's there.
And they're getting even better with custom wallpapers rolling out. Imagine branding each panel with your company logo.
Nice touch. It's like giving each room its own personality.
And in December, they're getting custom names for the UI.
So no more room one, we can get creative.
It's all about making the workspace more welcoming and personalized.
Now, how about Teams displays? They're like having a dedicated Teams hub right on your desk.
Great for quick calls or checking notifications, but there's some news. Microsoft announced the end of support for the Teams display app in September 2025.
Oh, that's important to know.
They'll maintain compatibility for manufacturers for a couple more years after that.
But still, something to consider. The tech world moves fast.
It does.
It'll be interesting to see what Microsoft does next with displays.
Maybe they'll integrate them more closely with other Teams devices.
Or come up with something completely new.
Who knows? But for now, let's talk about some of the new Teams devices hitting the market.
It's like a tech treasure trove. We have the Lenovo ThinkSmart Core Gen 2, for example.
It's powerful and 40% more energy efficient than the previous generation.
That's impressive. If you want something eye-catching for your meeting room, there's the Neatboard Pro.
That's a 65-inch all-in-one device.
Compatible with external displays and audio systems.
It's like a collaboration dream machine.
And there's more. VSonacy TeamJoin TRS-10, the Meeting Owl 3, the Yealink Meeting Bar A40, the PolyStudio E60, and the VC520 Pro 3.
The variety is amazing. It shows how much the Teams Rooms ecosystem is growing.
With so many companies innovating. But let's talk about the AOSP migration. This is a big change.
Right. Microsoft is transitioning Teams Rooms to the Android Open Source Project, AOSP.
What does that mean for people using Teams Rooms?
Potentially a lot of benefits. AOSP has a larger developer community, so faster innovation and more apps.
Sounds good.
And it could mean better integration with other Android devices.
Creating a more unified experience.
But there might be some bumps along the way. Not all devices will support AOSP.
Right, the MTD-DMA episode mentioned that, so it's important to plan carefully.
Thankfully, Microsoft is providing resources to help, like the AOSP migration guide and a video overview.
Plus, they extended the certification deadline for Android 12-based devices.
August 2027.
Giving everyone time to prepare.
It's a smart move by Microsoft.
To make the transition as smooth as possible.
It shows their focus on user experience.
I think that's a key theme here. Microsoft is making Teams Rooms more user-friendly.
For both the people using the rooms and the IT pros managing them.
The addition of the Net Promoter Survey feature shows they're listening to feedback.
They want to make sure Teams Rooms meet the needs of their users.
Now let's zoom out for a second. We've talked about a lot of cool tech, but what does it all mean for the future of work?
Hybrid work is here to stay, and Teams Rooms are becoming central to that. It's not just about meetings anymore. It's about creating spaces where people can connect and collaborate no matter where they are.
It feels like we're witnessing the birth of a new kind of workplace.
More flexible, dynamic, inclusive.
And Teams Rooms are helping make that happen.
By breaking down barriers between physical and virtual spaces.
Now, let's talk about one more piece of the puzzle, the Pro Portal.
Ah, yes. Mission control for Teams Rooms.
Exactly. It lets IT admins manage and monitor all their devices from one place.
And Microsoft has been adding a lot to it. A new setup guide, an updated website, a public preview. Even an iOS app is in the works.
Making things easier for IT admins.
And they're adding maps using the IMDF format to visualize your entire Teams Rooms deployment.
And people count data to understand how meeting spaces are being used.
Plus, auto release for rooms with Teams panels.
No more wasted rooms.
And there's a free tool to convert floor plans to IMDF.
Microsoft is making the Pro Portal powerful and user-friendly.
It gives admins the tools they need for a seamless Teams Rooms experience.
It's all part of Microsoft's vision for the future of work.
They're not just providing technology. They're creating an ecosystem to support how people work.
Okay, I think we've covered a lot in the Teams devices world.
From new features to strategic shifts, it's an exciting time.
Microsoft is pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Creating a world where hybrid work is more human.
More human. I like that. It sums up everything we've talked about today. So as we wrap up, what's the one key takeaway for our listeners?
I think the biggest thing is that this is more than just cool gadgets. It's about a real change in how we work and how technology is adapting. Microsoft is creating a more human-centered approach to hybrid work, and Teams devices are a big part of that.
Yeah, human-centered is a great way to put it. It's not about being in the office or remote. It's about feeling connected and empowered to do your best work wherever you are.
Exactly. We see that in the focus on intuitive experiences, accessibility, and inclusivity. It's about technology that works for people, not the other way around.
For those already using Teams Rooms or thinking about it, what advice would you give?
Don't be afraid to experiment. Find what works for your organization. There's no single right answer. Try different devices, configurations, features. Think about your team's needs and how to create a truly collaborative environment.
So many options. It's like a toolbox.
And remember, this is a journey. The world of Teams devices is always changing. So stay curious, stay informed, and be ready to adapt.
That's so important. It's not about finding the perfect setup and never changing. It's about learning and evolving with the technology.
Exactly. That's what makes this so exciting. It's dynamic, always pushing the boundaries. Who knows what the future holds?
Well said. I think that wraps up our exploration of Microsoft Teams devices. We hope you found it informative and inspiring.
Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links and resources.
And as always, stay curious. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive, where we'll delve into another exciting tech topic. Until then, happy collaborating.